Of Birchas Chasanim, Parshas Vachaye Sarot, all about Shidduchim, Parsha of Shidduchim. I remember, when I was in Tavidasa on Friday, that was the big week. Parshas Chaye Sarah, Erev Shabbos. Rav Pam gave a shiur in Chumash every Friday, so it was a nice shiur. People in later years, when I first started, it wasn't a big shiur. Then people started coming. People from the community started coming. Chai Sarah, they had to move into the Beis Medrash. They had to go into a special Beis Medrash to accommodate the overflow because he spoke about Shidduchim. He was famous for speaking about the rules, all different. His machshava is on the world of Shidduchim. So it was big event. Okay, so Parsha Chaye Sarah is all that plus. So yeah, I want to go over some ideas from this sefer called Paradeis Eliezer. We use this many times. Paradeis Eliezer is a series of svarim. It must be about 15, 20 svarim in this series, and it discusses the Minhagei Yisrael. And I think there are 5 volumes just on the Minhagim that are done at a wedding, shebrachas, by a team of people. It's done under the leadership of Eliezer Kestenbaum. Rebbe Eliezer Kestenbaum. This is very old. It says here, copyright 2014.
And it's a
14, but probably it's a reprint. It's a leaker, but it's a certain style. We use this many times. I mean, we went through a lot of all the Moadims. It's a Hasidish bend. A lot of the stuff here is more mystical. But he has over here a very beautiful chapter on the topic of Birchas Nisun. What do we mean Birchas Nisun? It means basically Sheva Brachas. Shabrachas during the 7 days of Sirush Mehamishnah, every time there is a meal and there are panim chadashos. So the halacha is at the meal, with the meal we recite 7 blessings, and those 7 blessings are the same blessings that we recite under the chuppah. Under the chuppah there are 2 different sets of brachas, and under the chuppah there are 2 different parts of the marriage. There's erisin and nisuin. In the time of Chazal, the erisin and the nisuin was broken up 2 different times. First, the chassan would marry the isha. He would give her the tabas, kesef kedushin, and say harayat mikudesh in front of 2 witnesses. And the mesader kedushin would recite 2 brachas, bari pri hagafen and asher kedushanu b'mitzvasav v'hiti lanu es ha-nisuos v'osa lanu es harusos. Al yidei osa lanu es harusos v'hiti lanu es ha-nisuos. Al yidei chupa v'kidushin, baruch atah Hashem, mekadesh yishol al yidei chupa v'kidushin. Right, so this is the bracha, this is called the birchas erisin. Those first 2 brachos that are recited under the chupa by the mesader, by the mesader kidushin, these 2 brachos that are recited under the chupa is called the birchas erisin. Who recites these 2 brachos?
I'm sorry.
Okay, these two brachas that are recited under the chuppah are called the Birchas Erusin, and they are recited by the Mesader Kiddushin. The Mesader Kiddushin pretty much is doing what's called a Maisei Bezdin. He is the representative of the Bezdin. The only problem is it doesn't say this explicitly in Shulchan Aruch. There's a relation between the Mesader Kiddushin and the Mesader Gerushin. A Mesader Gerushin is also called does Maisa Bezdin, and the Mesader Kiddushin is also called Shliach Bezdin. The very big nafkamina, because are you allowed to do a Gerushin and a Kiddushin at night? You probably look at me, I'm crazy. Who has not gone to a wedding that takes place at night? It's not so simple. A Gerushin cannot take place at night. A divorce can only take place during the day, unless it's an emergency. Because it's a Maiser Bezdin. A divorce is a Maiser Bezdin. And the rabbi who is in charge, who's under authority, is doing this Mesader, the Gerushin, he is acting as a Maiser Bezdin. So the Mesader Kiddushin is the same thing. He's also a representative of the Beis Din. So Kiddushin, according to many opinions, is also called the Maisa Beis Din, and the base and Halach and Shulchan Aruch and Chayesh Mishpah, the Maisa Beis Din must take place by day. And indeed, years ago, in different communities, it was a custom, it was a hakpada, that marriage only took place by day. It's a Maisa Beis Din, must take place by day. It doesn't say this, these words in Shulchan Aruch, and that's why people are very makel, and that's why indeed, Bizman Hazet, Maisa Mechol Yom, that Kiddushin is done.
They did it all days and day, was because of Maisa Beis
Din. That's what it says. I know the safe. I have the safe at home. Minag Yisrael Torah, not Minag Yisrael Torah.
It was
safe. No, it's not a minag. It's halacha. They viewed it as a matter of halacha. I've heard Shach. I heard Shurim on this. I have a safer on this. I discuss all the details, all the sources for this. This is something which was done al pi halacha. It was considered to be a ma'aseh to recite those two brachas. Bar pri agafen asher kidir asher osar lanu es harusais. This is a Maisa Beis Din, and it must be done by day as all other dinim from Beis Din. We do not accept this Bizman Hazeh. We do not view the Kiddushin to be a Maisa Beis Din, and that's why it's done at night. Now, at time of Chazal, after the Maisa Beis Din was done, what happens? The Chosn goes home, the Kala goes home, and they go back to the parents. She's now called an Arusa, and she's Osir to her husband. She's not allowed to have Yichud. They're not allowed to be together. Because they only had Erisin, they did not yet have Nisuin. What would they do? They would spend an entire year training to get a job, make parnasa, to set the bias, and then a year later, when everything is in order, they would come back together, go to under a chuppah, and they would bring together under a chuppah. He would chassan would take the kala into his rishus under the authority of I guess a Beis Din or under Masada a Rav, and they would recite seven blessings. They would recite seven blessings, and these seven blessings are what's called Birchas Nisuin. Kala b'loy bracha, asura l'bala kinida. Just like a man may not marry his wife if she be with his wife if she is a nida, a kala is not allowed to be with her husband unless she has not only nisuin. The bracha simply means he takes her into his rishus under the authority of a Beis Din, and when he does that, at the time when he takes her into his rishus, someone recites seven blessings. These are the seven blessings called the Birchas Nisuin. Happens to be that those same Birchas Nisuin are the same brachas that we recite at Sheva Brachas. And then when you go to a Su'uda, in honor of the Chasan Kala, it can be even twice a day. Make it should be twice a day. Who does twice a day? It's hard enough to have it even on Shabbos a few times. But if you do it twice a day in each meal in this Panim Chadasha, so you at the meal you recite the Sheva Brachas, which are basically the Birchas Nisuin. Now the question is, there are many questions relating to the Birchas. First of all, what's the source in the Torah? Is there a source, is there an asmachta, that there should be Birchas Nisuin? Do you need to have 10 people to be present to recite Birchas Nisuin? Does it have to be recited standing? And what are the meaning, the deeper meaning of all of these various brachas? That's over here, what he discussed over here in very interesting detail. The first quotes of him, Sif Sefer Yalkut Sefer, this comes from one of the children of the Chassam Sefer, and he just says what he writes, and he writes that the brachos v'lo yalu aleif b'nei adam shebirchas chassanim oisir roishim rak im hatzadikim gedolim mevarchim. Don't make a mistake and think in order that the brachos that are recited should have an effect, give you siyat d'shmaya, if grois tzadikim recite the bracha. Avol mistam b'nei Yisrael loy mahani. That's not so. Al zerem is this week's parsha. Birchas chasanim in Torah. Who said the first one of the first records of birchas chasanim? Lavan. Vayivarchu es Rivka. Vayomru. They said atihi le'alfei rivava. Diyar zareich eishar soynov. So we have one of the first references to Birchas Chasanim, Birchas Nisuin, is Lavan. Lavan gave a bracha to his sister. Not just Lavan, the whole family gave a bracha to his sister Rivka when Eliezer took her away. When Eliezer took her away to Yitzchak Avinu as a wife. So these were the birchas nisuin. This is a reference, a remes, the birchas nisuin. Who said it? A Rasha. Lavan is no tzaddikal. Arami oived avi. Arami Lavan is a problematic person. Some say that Lavan was even Bilam. He himself was Bilam. Lavan was a very wicked, evil person, a very difficult person, and yet he went and gave her these brachas. So we see the chashivas of a bracha even from someone like Lavan. So therefore, under a chuppah, you should take seriously when someone gives these brachas. They recite the seven brachas, which allude to very mystical things. It has influence on the chasen kala. It brings them brachas, siyat shnaya, in their marriage going forward. And it doesn't have to be mechubit, harav, hagoyin, hagadol, this rebbe, that rebbe, this rashiva, that rashiva. Anyone who gets up there and makes the bracha can bring down the blessing, the siyat, the shmaya, that the chasen kala need to go forward in their life. Sometimes you see these weddings, you have weddings, the families, there's a lot of politics. A lot of politics are involved in these very big, very weddings. Who gets to say the brachas? You have the tzara chasen, the tzara kala, he has his collection of people, she has her collection of people, and the who do you give the brachas to, and who are you going to not get people get insulted, don't get insulted, and then people say, this person say a bracha, he's barely Shomer Shabbos. You hear the story, he's barely Shomer Shabbos, you have some type of relative, they want to give a bracha to for whatever reason. Is it really right that we should give him a bracha? You know, he has to put on a yarmulke to say the bracha. He has to practice. No. The brachas are dvarim o'emnim. It's exactly what the Chassam Sefer son says. Don't chas v'sholom may say such a thing. It doesn't make a difference who says the bracha. It doesn't make a difference. The bracha is a bracha. You say Hashem's name. The bracha works by itself. You don't need the person to give koyach to the bracha. The bracha is the bracha. Chazal's bracha. And you learn that from Lavan gave the bracha to Rivka, and Rivka was blessed. We all come from Rivka. It was a blessing, and it worked no matter who gives the bracha. Now, let's go.
If Lavan was not a starter of Berachot Nisuin.
What?
If Lavan was not telling the Berachot.
It says Vayivarchu. Vayivarchu. He gave the bracha.
If they didn't do for Rivka any Berachot, we hadn't any Berachot for Nisuin now.
I don't understand.
The Lavan was the first one.
Yes.
Yeah. He started to say
bracha. Correct.
If he didn't want to say anything, not berachot.
Let's see, without giving the bracha, what would have happened? What would have happened?
We had no birkat nisuin.
So some say no. He's saying this is what it says in the commentators, that what is this? It's the question. What is the source for birchas nisuin? There are those who say, I can't tell you all the names of the sources, that this is the primary makar. The primary source is Riff is Lavan. Lavan. Lavan gave by
Zechus for him.
That's right. It's a Zechus. So what can you do? It's a Zechus from Inachanani. That's how it is. He's the one who invented the bracha. Others said the real Bakar comes from Boaz. Vayikach Boaz. Asara Anoshim is Ziknehu Ir. Why did he take the Chazal? Why did he have to get 10 people to go marry Rus? So to make give a bracha. Birchas Nisuin. Birchas, because they had to recite the bracha, and inside Birchas Nisuin, you have to have 10 people to recite this bracha, these brachas. Others say the source really go. Now that right away wakes us up to, does that mean that when it came to Lavan did not have 10 people? So some say, very fascinating, is why does it say in this week's parsha that when Eliezer went to Rivka, when he went on his trip, it says, Vayikach Eliezer Asara Gimalim Migimale Adoinov. 10 camels. Now, if there are 10 camels, that means every camel has a rider.
Gammons.
And who are the riders? From the people, the Asanefesh Asher Osu Bicharon. The rider was someone, one of Avraham's Gerim, one of the people that Avraham was Makarev. So there were 10 people available. So when they made the bracha, when Lavan led the brachas, and he said, Achaseinu Atihi La'alfei Revava, he said it in the presence of the 10 riders of the camels.
So there were 12.
He counted, and Lavan counted. So
there's more than 10. But it's fact that it says 10, that means that he's 10 people.
From Avraham Avinu.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, those are his bracha. They came from Avraham. Those are 10 people. Now another makar comes from, really the better makar comes from Hashem himself. In Ma'aseh Bereishis, what does it say? Vayivarech Oisam Elokim. Hashem blessed them. And then it says, Vayomer Elohim Elokim Pru Urivu. Why does it say two different expressions? It should just say, Vayivarech Oysam Elokim Pru Urivu. Why does it say, Vayomer Elohim Elokim Pru Urivu? Why is there a Vayomer Elohim in between Vayivarech Oysam? If we were writing this pasuk, how would we write the pasuk? We would just say simply, Vayivarech Oysam Elokim Pru Urivu. The bracha was, you shall be fruitful and multiply. But that's not what it says. It says, Vayivarech Hashem Elokim, period. And then it says, Vayomer Elohim Elokim Pru Urivu. This teaches us that it was a tzivoy. Hashem gave them a command, you should be fruitful and multiply. I'm giving you a mitzvah Pri Urivia. You have to have at least one boy, one girl. Mitzvah Pri Urivia. And in addition, I'm giving you stama bracha. I'm giving you a bracha. What bracha? This is the makar of the birchas nisuin. When a person gets married, there has to be a gadol who gives a bracha. So we have here three sources for the law that is something called birchas nisuin.
If there is nisuin, there is berachot. Why in gerushin there is no berachot?
Why in gerushin is there no berachot?
Yes, very. People making an
official. You're asking. You're asking a very good question. Gerushin is a mitzvah. You're asking a very. You're asking a very good question. You're right. Gerushin is a mitzvah deraisa. So therefore, why is there no bracha on the mitzvah of gerushin? I don't know the answer. You're asking a very good question. I think it's because it's totally. I think you have a tzedakah. Any bracha that's totally bedas acherim, there is no bracha. So therefore, who says she'll accept the get? The husband says, okay, I'm going to give you the get now. So I'm not making bracha. So she says, wow, you make such kavan, you make a bracha. I'm impressed. Had I known that you're such a religious person, I wouldn't want to get divorced. You know, I'm not accepting it. I'm not accepting
if
the divorce.
If she
it's totally bidas acherim. Anytime
wants.
You do a mitzvah, and the mitzvah depends upon someone else. How come there is a mitzvah on tzedakah? Who says the poor men will be willing to accept your money? So now the question falls back. So how then do we make a bracha when it comes to erisin? Erisin, who says the kala will accept the ring? There are many situations where the chassan gives the ran chuppah and the kala says, I changed my mind. So how then is the mesader kiddushin allowed to make a bracha? Asher kiddushanu the mitzvosa v'tzivanu v'osalanu es harusos. Maybe the kala will change the mind. So einachinami, it's not a birchas mitzvah. The bracha that you're making is a birchas shevach. It's a birchas shevach, and that means the fact that we're sitting under the chuppah, even if you don't, you change your mind, it's kedai to make a bracha. The bracha that you make by a wedding, there is no bracha to marry a woman. You don't, because it's told das acherim. The bracha that the mesader kiddush is making is not a birchas mitzvah. It's a birchas shevach. It's praise. And it comes out that even just the fact that you agree to get married, that itself is a time to celebrate, to give Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there's something called Erisin and Nisuin. If you don't want to go through with it, okay. The fact that you've reached this stage is already enough for us to go and give praise to Hashem and recite the bracha. If you don't want to do it, you change your mind, okay, change your mind. It's not a bracha levatala. Isn't it an amazing idea? The bracha that the Mesader Kiddush makes under the chuppah is not a birchas hamitzvah, because you do not make a birchas hamitzvah when it depends on someone else. Now, what about the birchas nesuin? The birchas nesuin, they're already married. That's already different. That's not totally, even though it's true that maybe she won't want to come into his rishos. And also, he already took her into his rishos. The way we make birchas nesuin is after the fact. The kala has already entered into the chuppah. When the kala enters the chuppah, there, it's already over. If you don't make the birchas nesuin before, wait, don't walk into the chuppah. Don't stand under the threshold. Just stand outside the chuppah. Let's first make the brachas, and then you'll come in. We don't do that. Maybe right. Maybe she won't want to come into the chuppah, and then it'll be a bracha levatala. We make the bracha after the kala came into the chuppah. It's achar hamaisa, and now it's a different type of bracha. But you're asking a very question, a side question. Let's go back. Now there's a fourth source. There is a fourth source for brachas nesun, and that comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu at the time of Matan Torah. And Matan Torah, he gave them the Torah. Moshe acted as the Shatran. The ultimate wedding in the history of the world was the wedding between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. And Moshe was the Shatran. And what did Moshe? Vayihi biyoim kalois Moshe lehokim es hamishkon vayivorech oisam. Moshe gave them a bracha. Chazal Darshan, what was the bracha he gave them? Birchas Kohanim. He gave them Birchas Kohanim. Okay, it says in the pasuk, it's this from the Sefer Chasidim. Vayhi biyom kalis moyeh shel hakim es hamishkan. He gave klal yisrael a bracha. Vihinoyam Hashem elokeinu ma'as yadeinu. Okay, there was different brachas there. Vihinoyam Moshe, it says in the pasuk, he gave klal yisrael a bracha at the conclusion of matan Torah. So Chazal darshan, what's kalois? Kala. Kalois comes from the word kala. Klal yisrael was a kala. Hashem was the chasan, and Moshe gave the brachas. Moshe was the Masada Kedushin. And he gave a bracha. So therefore, any time a man marries a woman, it's a dugma, it's an ein of matan Torah. So mele, you also need to have a bracha like Moshe Rabbeinu. So sacha kol, you have to have, there are four sources. There is a question, you have to go right there. Yes, sacha kol over here. We have over here already four, let's walk out here today, four sources for birchas nisuin. Rivka, Boyaz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which says first, and Moshe Rabbeinu. Who makes the bracha? Who makes the bracha? You mechabed someone else to make the bracha. The chosin should never make the bracha. You don't bless yourself. Okay, that's the brought down the halakha mindset that the chosin should never make the brachas himself. The bracha should be said by someone else. What happens if you have a situation where there's no one to make the bracha? There's no one knows how to read. Somewhere, someplace. So then the chosin can make the bracha himself. The chosin knows how to make the bracha, and there's no one to make the bracha. So then the chosin can make this all the seven brachas. Okay, now the next thing over here is how many do you need? So halacha l'maaseh, p'sak halacha, the last bracha shabara, you do not need a minyan. The last bracha shabara sasad v'sim chos makala can be said even one person. Why is that different? I don't know why, but that bracha does not need 10 people. The other brachas need 10 people. How do we know it? We know from Boaz, it says Asara Anoshim. We know from Rivka. Rivka, it says by Rivka that he took Asara Gimalim. So we do derive, and also it should be Chashuvim. How do you know Chashuvim? Because it says that Boaz took Miziknei Ho'ir. Vayikach Asara Anoshim Miziknei Ho'ir. And therefore the meaning is to take people of Chashivus, of Zakenim, older people, Zakim Zeshekon Chachmo, someone who's an older person. Don't take the Chosin's best friends. That's not the proper thing. See, people don't know that. Is as soon as you have weddings, and you know they don't, you the chosin gives mechavad's friends to be witnesses. We discuss, is that good or not good? But one thing is for sure not good is the chosin is not supposed to mechavad a young chosin, a 20-year-old chosin is not supposed to mechavad his 20-year-old friends to recite the birchas nisuin. So the mechavad older people, zakenim, older people of stature, chosin people should be the ones. It's a very big problem. Let's say the shatel. You see this sometimes. It's not right. You see this sometimes in the mechabed young people. Why? Why did this guy get the bracha? Get a bracha in the chuppah? He was the shatran. So therefore they felt, you know, also he put a lot of work into it. It was a lot of work. I have a 25-year-old guy. He went. He broke. He bent backwards to make the shidduch happen. So we have to go to town. Besides giving him a $10,000 shatranus, we're going to give him a bracha into the chuppah. It's wrong. That's not right. There's a time and place for everything. Under the chuppah, even yishno, it's not so simple. Even when it comes to sheva brachas, you also it's supposed to give zakenim. So you have a sheva brachas, so you have only for the friends. Okay, you go to a restaurant, so then you have, again, there's no one else. There's no one else. But you have to understand that the makoros that says over here is that it says the asara anami zikni ho'ir, it's brought down. And it's brought down is that, and the brachas are something that are very significant. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're in the place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ribbono Shel Olam. And it's a stitch I told you before, that if it's a hedyot, right.
Before.
So there's a lechatchila and a bidyevet. In a lechatchila, that's what he says, lechatchila, there's no question about it. And all the makaris imply that it should be given to an older person, it should be given to a person of stature. When you have a situation where it's, you know, you can't do that. Sometimes politics doesn't allow for it. Okay, sometimes doesn't allow politics. Let's say their grandparents and their other whatever other there's politics. So then you know, then don't chas for shalom thing. It makes a bit of a difference. It doesn't make one bit of a difference. The same blessing, the same.
You're going round and around.
It's not round and round. There's lechatchila. It says ziknei ho'ir. You've been mekayim the ribbono shel olam. Moshe Rabbeinu was the gadol hadar. Look at all the sources.
Yeah, but it also says lavan.
Oh, so lavan is the evet. Lavan is the bidyevet. Bidi, so that's what the Chassam Sefer. That's what the Chassam Sefer says. The Chassam Sefer son says it bidyevet. The bidyevet. I told you. The nafkamina is should you give a 25-year-old guy a bracha under the chuppah when you have in the audience a people that are much more chashav, even though the 24-year-old guy is one who made the shidduch. and even though this 24-year-old guy is the one who's paying for the wedding.
Excuse me?
It doesn't matter. L'chadchila, it's what it says, L'chabed chashuvim. Moshe Rabbeinu, Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ziknei Ho'ir. B'diyevet, the Chassam Sofer, this is what the Chassam Sofer's son says. B'diyevet, you can't do that. Shas Adchak, there is no one else. Or, that's the way it is. Politics, that's the way it is. Don't have any chalisha sadas and think, oh, just because the person was not a zaken and gave a bracha, so mela for the wedding is going to be built in a spiritual world upon a foundation where the bracha was not done by the ideal person. That's nonsense. The bracha stands on its own. The bracha comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, does not make a difference. A balance. Okay, everything in life is about balance. But these are the sources, and the sources teach you some, give you flavors for what it's all about. Okay, let's go to another quick idea. Yeah, we're running out of time. There's also another a fifth source. Can I tell you before? There's really a fifth source, which is also a very important source. B'makelois Beruchu Hashem Nikor Yisrael. The famous pasuk on assemblies, you shall bless Hashem, the Makar, the source of Yisrael. Hashem is the Makar. B'makelois Beruchu Hashem Nikor Yisrael. The word Makar means the source, but also Chazal Dashnam Iske Mikar. When you're dealing with matters that relate to the source. Marriage is a source for the next generation. So when you're dealing with the source in assemblies, kahal, 10 people, there are 10 bimakelos, should be a kahal, you shall bless Hashem, there shall blessings shall be made. So there's a fifth source, bimakelos, Beruch Hashem, Mekar Yisrael, and we learn again, there's two ideas, 10 people, and it should be done, okay. Good. That's the with the Mizmar. You know, Tilam Balpe. Every time I say Pasuk, you know, Samaches. Very, very good. Very good. Good. I see. Okay. Let's go to another quick idea. Okay. Interesting idea. Why do we say Birchas Chasanim and Birchas Hamazon? And the truth is that what I just said is a very controversial thing. We're brainwashed. We live a certain way. We don't appreciate the other minhagim. Without question, there used to be a minhag to say the sheva brachas before you start the meal. Okay, you go to a sheva brachas, you get invited, a beautiful sheva brachas in a hotel, in a restaurant, come 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, be there in this fancy hotel, you come to the restaurant. So the minhag, the halach, it's brought down in all the early sources, you make the sheva brachas when you begin the meal. What do we do today? When do we make the Sheva Brachas? At the end of the meal, Birchas Hamazon. We connect the Sheva Brachas to the Birchas Hamazon. And in fact, we have a double kais. The truth is, the Sheva Brachas have nothing to do with the Birchas Hamazon. The proof is how many cups do we have? How many cups of wine do we have? There's one cup of wine for Birchas Hamazon, and there's a separate cup of wine that's used for the Sheva Brachas. And then you mix them together, you say one per Bari Priya Gofen. Why? If the Sheva Brachas is a chelik of the Su'uda, doesn't it make sense? You should only have to have one cup? You have one cup of wine, you recite Birchas Hamazon, Al Kaya Shal Yayin, and then you say the seven, you say the seven blessings, and you drink that one Kaya Shal Yayin. Why do you have to have a separate cup of wine for the Sheva Brachas? What's that all about? The answer is because the Sheva Brachas have nothing to do with Birchas Hamazon. And the proof is, to look at all the earlier sources, sites here, the Sheva Brachas were said at the beginning of the Sheva Brachas, at the beginning of the meal. You come to the meal and you wash Hamaitzi. After you wash Hamaitzi, you right away, you say the seven blessings. This is a meal that's in honor of the Chasan Kal, you say the seven blessings. And then you eat, you dance, you do whatever you want, you make some speeches, and then you bench, and you're done. You're finished. Why today, for whatever reason, it's not really clear why this has become our minhag, where we recite the Sheva Brachos as part of the Birchas Hamazon.
Might I suggest that the reason why you have two separate cups, because the Enoch mitzvah chabilas. Now, each one is its own mitzvah.
Each one its own mitzvah. So you're proving the point.
I know, yes, but why do you have two cups? Because each one is its own mitzvah. You know, you don't make piles of mitzvahs.
Right, but if the Sheva Brachos is an extension of the Su'uda, it's just like you say the Vay Hoser, you say by a Bris Mila, by a Bris Mila, you say the Hirotzins. L'chayra, we are brainwashed with the idea that the Sheva Bracha is an extension of the Su'uda. This Su'uda, this meal is in honor of the Chasen Kalad. Such a Su'uda, we elaborate, we don't just say four brachas, we say the additional seven brachas. So,
are you saying that it would be really halachically permissible just to make Sheva Brachas without food?
Yes.
I mean, every night?
Yes.
Every night you have 10 people,
that's
you just
right,
say the bracha.
That's right, that's really what? The Makar, that's really the early source. That's now, I mean, we bring them together. Why are we bringing them together? So the reason why we bring them together is because Pasuk by Yosef. Yosef said to Be'ez Potiphar that Be'ez Potiphar wanted to cause Yosef to do an Aveira, so he said, no, Kim your master has given me everything in this home, except Kim Alechem Asher Hu Oichel. So he called his wife, marriage is bread. Right. So since the whole essence of marriage is called Kim Alechem Asher Hu Oichel, and now we're dealing with a new marriage, so we describe the marriage, Alechem Asher Hu Oichel, we make those brachas, which are in honor of marriage, with the lechem, with the bread. When we give Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the mazon, the lechem, and that moment is the time when we chaparayim, and we also give Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the marriage, the chasen and kala. That's why we combine them together, but you have to, even if you combine it together, it doesn't mean it's all one thing, because the truth is, they really have one thing that has nothing to do with the other. Okay, we're finishing up, we went to Minchah, we have a minyan for Minchah, we have minyan?
Yeah.
Okay, can we finish, we want to tell you something else? Okay, okay, we're going to do more, I want to tell you one very nice thing about the brachas. Okay, this is the drush. Now we'll do this tomorrow, Belin Eder, we'll go through all the brachas and discuss the deeper meaning of all of the seven blessings. Let's just tell you one part of the first blessing. What's the first blessing? Shakol bara lichvaydai. According to most opinions, this bracha has nothing to do with the marriage. This has to do with the people have come together to give honor to the Chasen and Kalah. The fact that 10 people have taken off from their activities and spent time here to come to the Sheva Brach, to come over here. Wow, such nice people. Who would come and spend a couple of hours, take off from their activities, whatever they're doing, to come and spend over here to be Mesameach Chasen V'Kalah. So it's an amazing thing that people in Klal Yisrael, they're such good people, they're willing to do Chesed. So the bracha has nothing to do with the chasen and kala. That's later on. It's a blessing that is made in honor of the people who have come to do a mitzvah to be mesameach chasen v'kala, shakol, bara lichvado. Everything in this world was made to give honor to Hashem, and part of Hashem's honor is to follow in His ways. Just like Hashem does chesed, Hashem married off Adam and Chava, Hashem was mesameach Adam and Chava, all the various midrashim. People are following Hashem's ways, they're also doing it to give honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the simple understanding. It's not a bracha for the chasen kala, it's a bracha for the tzibur. I want to leave you with this thought. There are three times in our liturgy we make the bracha with the word koil. What are the three times? Shehakol nihiye bidvaro. When else do we make the bracha shehakol? We make the bracha shoes. Sheosa li kol tzarki. And when is the third time we make a bracha? Kol? It is shehakol bara lichvodo. There are three brachas in our collection of brachas that have the word kol. Why? Why the Chazal craft? What? That's Birchas Hamazon, Hazanes Oilam Kuloi Bituvo. That's Hazanes Oilam. I don't think it's different. That bracha is a part of, let's take that, leave it out for a moment. Three brachas of what's the significance of the three brachas? So, I don't know. I want to suggest that it corresponds to Bakol Mikol Kol. Bakol Mikol Kol. You said it before. So what's Bakol Mikol Kol? Who are the ones who said Bakol Mikol Kol? Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So it's very easy to figure out which one corresponds to which. Shakol Nihye Bidvaro. Who was the one that was makir to the world, everything that Hashem made the world? Avraham Avinu. Who was the one that said Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarki? Yaakov. Yaakov said to Esav, Yesh Li Kol. He says, Yaakov came to Maka Hashem, give me everything that I need. Who's the one that Shakol, that you say by a wedding, Shakol Baro Lechvaydai? Shakol Yitzchak. From Yitzchak we learn all of the laws of marriage. The whole parasha of Aichai is all devoted to Yitzchak. And we learn all the laws of marriage. And so therefore we can say that the word Shakol Baruch Vaydai relates more to Yitzchak. just a thought. And also, just as a side thought, layering upon this, is think about it. In life, there are three stages in life. The first stage in life is to recognize that Hashem is the Boirei. Sha'akol niya bidvaro. When you get a little bit older, then you come to the Makar, Hashem is not just the Boirei, He's the Manhik. This Hashkacha Pratis. Hashem takes care of me. If Hashem would just create the world and disappear, we would be gone very quickly because we wouldn't survive. We need Hashem to guide us. Hashem is the Manhik. Sha'osali kol tzarki. When you get a little bit older, after you know that Hashem is the Creator, and then you know that Hashem is the Manhik, you come to realize life is more than just Hashem exists, He takes care of me. Hashem put me in this world for a purpose. He put me in this world for an opportunity to serve Him, to achieve some degree of spirituality. That's the highest madrega, sha'akol bara lichvodo. These three blessings are part of a series in how you live your life. You have Yimakir, there's Ribbono Shel Olam. Yimakir, Hashem takes care of you. And then Yimakir, it's more than that. It's opportunities to serve Hashem. Sha'akol baru l'chvodo. Three brachas, part of a set, part of the purpose of life.